some missing people?
It should be coming up.
Okay, so before we go into the rush, I wanted to revisit the places he's had of Cam and Alice. And there's a few places saying there. The need in the places over there is by every Tarevis of Yavish B'Yavish, how do you go Bosarev? Why don't you say Kokabu Kemetzal Metzadami? What's the difference? We have a rule Kokabu Kemetzal Metzadami, but we have a rule that you go Bosar Bittl, yeah, that we have Bittl Derev even by Yavish B'Yavish. So what's the difference? So Tosfos says that by Tarevis, the Issa is not Nikr. So since the Issa is not Nikr, that's the difference. By case of Chanos, the case of Kavua, the Issa is Nikr. By the case of, and that's Kemech Samechso. By the case of Bittul Yavish B'Yavish, the Issa is not Nikr. Goes on, he says it, and therefore, in a case where, but in a case of a davar chashuv, where it's not potel, in the case of a davar chashuv where it's not potel, so then it's taka kemechza mechza, and that's the gemara in Zvachim. The etzem is really two ways to understand the thesis. It goes very much to the side of Shita Satesis. We could understand that what thesis means is that when the Issa not nikkur bim kaylai, when the Issa not nikkur, that takes off the mile of kavur. The mile of kavua that makes it kemechzal mechza is the fact not only that the isser is kavua, but that the fact that the isser is kavua v'nikar. So when the isser is kavua v'nikar v'mkaymai, then it has a very strong presence, and we have to treat the suffix as mechzal mechza. But when the isser is not nikar, then it loses the mile of being kavua, and then we can go basar, right? That's one way to understand the taisus. I think last week when we first talked about the Tosfos, wasn't last week, was beginning of the week. That's how we understood the Tosfos. I was just saying the mile of kavur requires that the issa be kavur v'nikar. When it's not nikar, it loses the mile of kavur. If you go with that havana, then it comes out that really the word of bittul yavish b'yavish is that it's just a let it. What bittul yavish b'yavish? How does it work? Since the Issa not nikkur, it loses the mile of kavur. If it loses the mile of kavur, then you can go basarai. Then you say kol the parish meruba parish. So it's, if you go with this havana, then it comes out that the din of bittul yavish b'yavish is the din of kol the parish meruba parish, even though it wasn't parish really, it's kavur. But since it's not nikkur, it doesn't have the mile of kavur. So if it loses the mile of kavur, then it's like kol the parish meruba parish, and that's what we mean when we say bittul yavish b'yavish. That's what we mean when we say bittul barai. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two is that la'olam, the bittul of yavish b'yavish, when the issa is not nikkur, it doesn't take off the mile of kavur. It's just that when the issa is not nikkur, something else happens. Bittul. When the issa is not nikkur, in the tarevis in which the issa is not nikkur, there's something else that happens, what we call bittul b'rayv. Bittul is a different thing, a different mechanism. It's maybe like the, maybe similar to lach b'lach. Lach b'lach has nothing to do with Acher Avolah. It has nothing to do with Kol D'Parish, Meruba Parish. It's nothing to do with Birur of Sekis. It's a new idea that in a Tarevis, the Issa is a bottle. But Taish is saying that since when the Issa is not Nikr, so then it can become bottle. Once the Issa is bottle, then it's not Kavua either, and even in terms of Sekis, you could ignore it. In other words, the etzem is two ways. Let me say. words, it goes back, basically, the hakir is this. The din of bitul b'roif, of bitul yavish b'yavish, the agamar, the bottle b'ruva, whatever the Gemara says, when you have a treibus yavish b'yavish, the bottle b'ruva, like an agamar. Is that another way of saying kol d'parish m'ruva parish? It's the same idea of kol d'parish m'ruva parish, meaning it's like a beer of sofik, which means it's a beer of a sofik. Kol d'parish m'ruva parish is a beer of a sofik, right? Because we spoke this last night. Kol d'parish m'ruva parish that's what it is. It's a beer of a sofik. I don't know which where this came from. I say it came from the Rebbe. It's a beer of a sofik, right? I mean, that's for sure. I mean, just to have our terminology. We spoke this through a lot already. Kol d'parish m'ruva parish is halach and sveikus. It's like chazaka. Or Ruby the lesser come on. I have a suffix. Is this person a Soros? Is he not a Soros? Well, real people are not a very people are not a Soros. I have a call the person who reports also. I find the statue. I don't know if it's an Avodah Zarah, is it not Avodah Zarah? Well, call the person who reports. Most places that they worship the statue, they not worship the statue. Because this is halachas of Biro Sekas. Then we have the concept of bitul bread that we find by Lach Balach. You know, when you mix the pork into the beans, that's nothing with beer of sakas. I know, I don't have a suffix. I know how much pork there was. I know which beans there was. It's a lot of that the issue loses its identity. The need and at the heart of Yovish B'Yovish, the question that we have is, what's the nature of bitul Yovish B'Yovish? Is bitul Yovish B'Yovish like a classic bitul, like lach b'lach, that the issue loses its identity, with nothing to do with beer of sakas? Whereas Yovish B'Yovish is a totally different thing. I have three chickens, and now I'm eating one of the chickens. The issue didn't lose its identity. It's a Shiloh Suffolk. I need to even vary the Suffolk, like Kol D'Parish M'ruva Parish. That's at the heart of the whole discussion that we're in the middle of. You know, is there a possibility that it could be Nepach, could eat them Kulum Ke'echad, and so on. At the heart of the Shiloh is this Chakira, what's the nature of Bitul Yovish B'Yovish? So it very much bears on how to understand the Tosis. We could understand the Tosis in two ways, depending on these two Havanas. We could understand the Tosis. The first way to understand the Tosis is that Tosis holds that the bitul of Yovish B'Yovish is a beer of Sveikas. It's basically the same halacha as called the Parish Meruba Parish. Except there's a problem, but it's Doch Kavua. How can you say called the Parish Meruba Parish? It wasn't Parish. The Gid is Nazari from Magidin. Nothing was Parish. It's Kavua. I take one Gid out. To take a Gid out, that's not called the Parish. But that's the Alapes, that if you have a Tarivis that's Kavua. I mean, if you have things that are Kavua, you have Yisurim that are Kavua. And you go into the store and you take a piece of meat out, that's not called that it was perished, that's called kavua. You have 10 stores, so if you find a piece of meat in the street, that's called the perished, muru perished. But if you go into the store and take a piece out, that's called kavua. It doesn't matter that now the piece of meat is out of the store. I took it out of the store. By me, the suffix was no when it was kavua. I mean, the suffix anyway, that's not what I remember, but if I take the piece of meat out, that's still called kavua. So over here, why is it called kavua? I have a git that was entirely from a gidim. So you want to say it's called a parish mu parish, but it wasn't parish. It's doch kavua. I took the gid myself out of this mixture of gidim. So we could say, yeah, but since it's not nicker, so if the issur was never nicker, so it doesn't have the din of kavua. Kavua only applies when the issur is nicker from kaimi. So it's kavua but nicker from kaimi. That gives it a power, a strength, and in terms of sveikus, it makes like a 50-50 sofik. But if it's not kavua, or if it's not nicker, then it loses that mile of being kavua, because kavua it really doesn't mean kavua. Kavua means kavua v'nicker. It's kavua. It's kvius is nicker. If it's not nicker, like in the Tarevus, if it's not nicker, then it's not called kavua. Once it's not kavua, then it's the equivalent of called the parsh, beruva parsh. That's mahalach number one to understand Tosis. The other mahalach to understand Tosis. Does the Tosis mean the la'olam, the bitul of Yavish B'Yavish, is a different halach entirely, it's nothing to do with beer of Sveikis, it's the magic of bitul. Like lach b'lach, the issue loses its identity. So Tarev is tikkadim. What Tosis means to say is that once it's a Tarevus, then the issue loses its identity, so in the male it's not kavua either, because the issue lost its identity. So Tosis therefore says, by chanus, with the issue, we have fesha chanuyos, And each one is nicker bim koimoi. So then I don't call it a tarevus. So there's no bitul b'roiv. There's no tarevus. So there's no bitul. You can't say that this store is bottled in the other stores. How can this store be bottled in the other stores? Each store says in front what it is. So there was no bitul b'roiv. So then I can't use the magic of bitul. The surrender in a sveikus. Sveikus kol kavu kamechsa mechzadon. Lashen ke gitchen is arvin imakidim. Since the is not nicker, so I have this other thing called bitul that goes to play, that goes to work. Bittul makes the issa lose its identity. Once the issa lost its identity, so then I'm fine. Then there's no nidin anymore. If the issa is kavua, not kavua. What do you mean if the issa is kavua, not kavua? There's no issa because the issa lost its identity. It was batul b'raya. That's another way to understand. In principle, we can understand the Tosfos those two ways. Not 100% clear to me which way is the pshat in Tosfos. In the Ramban, it's hadakei. Is mafurish really like the second malach? That bittul is a different thing. Just when the issur is bittul, when you have bittul, when the issur is not nikir, it's big, you have bittul. And once you have bittul, the issur is gone. And if the issur is gone, then it's not kavua. That's like the second malach. But in Tosfos, not mafurish, which way Tosfos learns. We need to find clues. And now the clues to me are a little bit lakan and lakan. There may be a clue from the lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos lashon is Kokavuka Metsa Metsadami, Vada Kaimel and Reisa Chadache Botel, Haino Hechashim Urvein and Nikar Yisse. Avalocha Yadua Yisse with the Duchte. Vichanus, I don't know what the Chanus is, maybe Bichanus, what's this little hay over here? What? The Biduchte, Bachanus, Amecher, it's Bosun Avail. In that Chanus, this is Nikar. Taisu then goes on and says, Ubedova Choshuv, Afilu Me'urav Loi Botel. His lashon is not ubedava choshev. Even if it's muurav, it's still kavua. His lashon is ubedava choshev, and even if it's muurav, it's not batal. L'chayre, if you go with the first mahalach, then the point that Tosfos needs to make is that a dover choshev doesn't lose its kvius even when it's not yadua. Because that's also a corollary. Maybe we should put this up. If we go with the first mahalach, the Tosfos is saying that bittul takes off the mile of kavua, and therefore it becomes like kol d'parash. Not bit, eino yadua. The fact that it's eino yadua, it's not nikkur b'mkayimay. Eino nikkur takes off the mile of kavua. And therefore, it becomes like kol d'parash. That's what Tosfos say. That's why a tarevus is not called kavur. That's the difference between a tarevus and a kavur. Kavur is mechzal mechzal. Tarevus is bottom. The difference is kavur. Since the issur is nikir, it's called kavur. By a tarevus, the issur is not nikir, so it's not kavur. It becomes like kol d'parash. So then, what about those things so how do you understand that balachayim and moshul, dovah shebiminyan or beria, all those things that are not bottom? How does that work? How does that plug into this scheme? Right, you have a berry, then it's again mechzal mechzal. You have a chaticha rilis kabed, all of those things, or balechayim, things that are not bottle. So what does that mean? If we're translating that into these terms, it gets the mile of kavur. You know, even though it's not really nikkur, because I don't know which one is which, it's not nikkur b'mitzidus, but since it has this chashivos, so that substitutes for being nikkur, and it becomes kavur. So that's going to be the next the corollary, is that... we'll have to say that Balei Chayim, so Tosfos talks about Balei Chayim equals Kavua. So L'chor, that's what Tosfos is to say. Tosfos wants to explain how Balei Chayim works. So she can explain that V'dover Choshev, Afilu Me'urav is Kavua. The lesson of Tosfos is that Balei Chayim, even if it's Me'urav, is not bottle. Yeah, we know Balei Chayim are bottle. Gemara says that, but L'chor, what Tosfos needs to explain to me is that Balei Chayim, what that means is that Balei Chayim are considered to be kavua. Tosfos doesn't say that. So it's a little bit mashma, it's not a deep, not a strong deep, but it's a little bit mashma, like this other mahalach. That Eine Nikker makes bittul, and bittul is like lach balach, back then bittul is a different halacha, nothing to do with called the porridge, pashas, nothing to do with beer shagis, but it's a different halacha of bittul. But Kayim Shabbatal, Ein kan Issa. And Mele is not Shayach Kavua. It was Shayach Kavua. And then we'll have to say, so how does Balei Chayim work? Because of a Choshev. So how would it work in this scheme? Balei Chayim makes it to Ein Bottle.
And once it's Einabato, so the Isser is here, and the Chazarnu lived in Kavua. So the Lashon of Tosfos over here is a little bit matching like that second Mahalach. However, let's go in the Hemshech of this Tosfos. Tosfos goes on and he says, "If you think more, the Omer Perik HaTayrevus, Gabay Tayrevus Balichayim the Chashivu Le Botli, the Perik the Nimshech the Nikrev Chad Menayu the name called the Perish Mubu Perish, and Mishani Nimshech B'Tmira Havali Kavua B'Chol Kavua is the Mechzal Mechzal." The Iker Atan, any Mishum Kavua, El Mishum Dvar Chaim Le Botli Kamei Dover Shadak Eli Malis. What does Tosfos want? So Tosfos is now bringing in the Gemara in Chulin. So let's talk about the Gemara in Chulin. What does Gemara in Chulin say? Gemara in Chulin has a Mishnah. You have a Chata Shemesa, got Misarev with a whole bunch of other behemoths. And the Mishnah says Kulam Yamusim. So let's go step by step. Mishnah says that Kulam Yamusim. So Gemara asks, Libotli Beruba. Libotli Beruba. Right, that's Gemara's kasha. Libotli Beruba. That's the Oscar question mark. So question. What is Gemara's answer? This is Gemara's question. So what is Gemara's answer? No, before that. Barachai. Then the Gemara asks, let's pull a behemoth out. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's still kavua. That's still kavua, because pulling the behemoth out is like taking a piece of meat out of the store. That doesn't make it perish. That's still kavua. So the Gemara answers. No, but what we really need to. Okay, so the Gemara explains the question, and you must know the question is not to let's pull a behemoth out. Let's stampede the herd, and then the whole thing will be perish. The Gemara calls it. What's the last one? What? Nachbashinu. There's different sides there. Nachbashinu v'nimaydei or something. Let's stampede the herd. If we'll stampede the herd, it'll be perish. So the Gemara answers. That the patient doesn't get into, but the Gemara answers that it's a gzeira. What's the gzeira? So first thing that happened with the gzeira is that 10 kohanim will take 10 different behemoths, will bring them both at the same time, and then you're going to have already, you're going to lose the roif, because it's going to have a rashi that that's going to be already a roif. Most of the behemoths are going to be here, and you're going to be mapping them at the same time. Most of them, that's not a svar. Because it can't be chayzul yisroi once you have the right, and the most the gzeira is that shema yikach mina kavur. Gzeira shema yikach mina kavur. Taish says you see from here there's whenever you have a balechayim even if the piece is perish, whenever you have something which is not bottled. It's like Balachayim or Dovah Chosha or something, even if a piece came out, but the Zigzeir Hashem Yukhmira Kabu. Anyway, that's the Gemara. So Tosfos is focusing on this line in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's Kavua. So Tosfos says, Ikar Hatam, Mishum, that it's Balachayim and Balachayim are, like Balachayim and Apo. Was the feet Tosfos, the reason why it's kavua, the Chayyim Tosfos point is, in a way it's not kavua, because it's not nikkur. So Tosfos says, yeah, because it's Balei Chayim, so I don't care that it's nikkur, so it's called kavua. So that's Tosfos saying. Even though the Gemara says kavua, it's not a simple kavua.
Because really, it's not a simple kavur. Because really, if it's not mikir, it's not kavur. But because it's a bal chai, the ikar at time is that it's bal chai. So now, nechse anan. Is there a clue here to which of the two mahafim places is going with? It's a little hard to hold the thread. This morning I sat down with pen and paper and just under each step, what does it mean according to the two mahafim? Hey, who'll do that work? According to the second mahalak, start with the second mahalak. Now, Eina Nikri makes a new pool of bittul. Once this bittul, the Isra is gone, once the Isra is gone, you can't talk about the Chavur. So let's translate that into these piskema. The Mishnah says, Kulam Yamusu, Fek Gemara should be Batul Baroi. Batul Baroi means classic Batul Baroi, like Lach Olach, Bittul, the magic of Bittul. The Gemara says, Balak Chaim, there's no magic of Bittul. Once there's no magic of Bittul, so we could ignore Bittul. Since Balak Chaim, we could ignore Bittul, we could throw that out the window, because this is not a Gemara where Bittul's not going to apply, it's Balak Chaim. Once you throw Bittul out the window, then we revert to the regular dinum of Kavua and call the punch. Because Bittul's a distraction. When you have Bittul, so Bittul comes in, it wipes away the Yisr, and then the end of the story. But here, there's no Bittul, because it's Balak Chaim. So finish. We're finished. Once we say Balak Chaim, we don't have to worry more about Bittul. So now we can devote our attention to Kavua and Parish. So the Gemara asks, Nimshach, let's pull one out, it'll be Parish. The Gemara answers, what do you mean? Nimshach doesn't make it Parish, it's still Kavua. The Gemara answers, yeah, but if we stampede the herd, then it will be Parish. So then, it's very not clear. So what does Tosfos want from the Gemara? The Gemara says, it's Kavua, Ikar Atam, and Kshim Balak Chaim. No, the reason, that's not the Ikar Atam. If you want to ask me, Hashem in Atzad, why is it a bottle of Baroi? My answer is, it's Balak Chaim, like the Gemara said before. So Bittul Baroi was a distraction, we got rid of that, it was a red herring, it's not really bottle of Baroi, it's Balak Chaim. So we're dealing now, not in the world of Bittul, we're dealing in the world of Sveikas. So Ikar Atam is Mishum Kavua. What does Tosfos want? Why is it, it's very, very not clear what Tosfos wants from the Gemara. The Gemara already dealt with the issue of Bittul. The Gemara said about the Brula, and answered Balei Chaim, now we're finished with Bittul. End of story. Bittul is not going to rear its head anymore. We already disposed of it, because it's Balei Chaim, there's no Bittul. Now we have Shaila Shvekas. Shvekas, it's Kavua, but let's be Moshech, but it's still Kavua, but let's stampede it. Gzer Hashem Yigach Mena Kavua. So what's wrong with the Gemara? What does Tosfos need to say? Ikar Tam is Mishum Shir Balei Chaim.
If the only reason was Kavua, then you could still say it's Mehurav. But if it's Balei Chaim, even though the animals are Mehurav, doesn't matter, it's Kavua still applies. So, that's like...
No, like the second Mahalach, Balei Chaim doesn't affect whether it's Kavua or not. Balei Chaim affects whether it's Bittul.
No, I mean, Tosfos said earlier in the earlier lines that even if it's Mehurav, if it's a Davar Chashuv, meaning the Balei Chaim,
right,
we still apply Kavua.
But the point the second Mahalach that Tosfos meant was that when it's a Davar Chashuv, there's no Bittul. Once you get rid of Bittul, then you revert to the regular din of Kavua and Parah called the Parsh.
Right, so that's why it's really the Ikar, meaning it's the Ikar Tam, and that's what's allowing Kavua to kick in.
No, it's like, I mean, yes, I have to get rid of Bittul in order for, like, I have to get rid of Bittul in order for, because Bittul will come in and swamp everything, and the Yisur will be Nefach, and so I have to keep Bittul out. But we're disposed of that anymore. That's not called the Chora, I would think, that's not called Ikar Tam. The Ikar Tam, why Bittul doesn't come into the picture is because it's Balei Chaim. But the Gemara already said that. Now the Gemara's not addressing why doesn't Bittul come into the picture. When I talked about Bittul, we said, we had a question about Bittul, we had an answer, it's Balei Chaim. Now we can ignore Bittul for the rest of the discussion. And now we can focus our attention on Sveikas. It's not Bottle, it's a Sophic. Is it Kavu or is it Parsh?
Even though Kavu is the reason now, I think Tosfos could be saying that this is still...
No, but that's not called the... I would think that's not called the main reason over here is because it's Balei Chaim. The main reason why Bittul doesn't apply is because it's Balei Chaim. Okay, fine. How many times does Gemara have to say that? The Gemara said it once. We bought the Bula, it's Balei Chaim. Now we're finished with talking about Bittul. Now we're talking about something else. Now we're talking about the Suffolk and the beer of the Suffolk. So the Gemara says, why are you treating it as a Mechzal Mechzal? Let's be Moshech one and we'll say called the Parish. Why should we have to say again, but let it be Bottle? We've already explained that Bittul is not relevant to the story.
So Tosfos wants to say that's still the Ikar Tam, though.
It's not the Ikar Tam. Ikar Tam means that in the thing that we're talking about, that's the Ikar Tam. That's not the Ikar Tam. That's the Ikar Tam why it's nothing to do with Bittul. But in the thing that it has to do with, Bittul is not... You know, it's like, I don't know. I wouldn't think that's called an Ikar Atam.
Let's walk it through according to the Alamach and see if it's any better. So not, it's still not so great, but it's maybe a little bit better. According to the first Alamach, when the Gemara asked the Batli Beruba, Bittul, again, in the first Lahalach, there's no iron curtain separating Bittul Beroy from Kol Deparash. These are all, it's all different ways of saying the same thing. Bittul Beroy, in the Gemara Yavish B'Yavish, Bittul Beroy by Yavish B'Yavish is just another way of saying Kol Deparash in a Tairoivis, because in a Tairoivis you don't need it to be Parish, because since it's not Kavuah, it's not Kavuah from Kaimoy, so it's an automatic. No, it's one din of the Bira of Roy. Except there's a din of Kavuah that takes off the Bira of Roy. So if you take the thing out, then it's not Kavuah. Even if it's here, but it's not Nikir, it's Vaita not Kavuah. So either way, you get the same result of the Bira of Roy. So in the first Mahalach, called the Parish and Bittul Beroiv are two ways of saying the same thing. It's a beer of roiv, which without a kavuah to thwart it. So if it's perish, so there's no kavuah to thwart it because it was perish. And if it's even if it wasn't perish, but if the is not nikkav from kaimai, so then it's also not called kavuah to, and it doesn't and it's not to thwart the beer of bittul. So bittul beroiv and called the perish muva perish are synonymous. We can call it synonymous terms. They're basically the same thing. It's one idea. So the Gemara's question is, let it be bottle beroiv, meaning. Since the Issa not Nikr, so it's not called Kavua, so let it be Bottle Beroiv, let it be called a Parish. The Gemara's answer is it's Balechayim are Kavua. Balechayim, even when they're not Nikr, Balechayim don't need to be Nikr to have the Mile of Kavua. Since it's a Dava Choshev, the Dava Choshev is called Kavua Bim Kaimai, even if it's not Nikr. It's not the Kayak the Hashivas, that's what it says. So therefore, the Gemara is answering that it is Kavua. Right? But let's take one out. So the Gemara's answer is, but if you take one out, what do you mean take one out? What do you mean take one out? Taking one out doesn't stop it from being Kavua. It's still Kavua. So here, Taisus Yask is saying, you still have to stress that the reason why it's Kavua is because it's Balechayim. If it wasn't Balechayim, it wouldn't be Kavua either. Because it's not nikkur. How could it be kavua without being nikkur? The answer is it's kavua even though it's not nikkur because it's a balchai. Now, in a way, so now I sort of hear what Taisha is saying. Now, how can the Gemara just call it kavua? What do you mean kavua? It's not nikkur. How can something be called kavua if it's not nikkur? Taisha is explaining. Yeah, but since it's balchai, it's kavua anyway. Now, I'm still a little bit troubled because. At the end of the day, the Gemara already said that it's Balechayim, which translates into saying, what's the Ma'ala Balechayim? The Ma'ala Balechayim, and even though it's Lumdus, the Ma'ala Balechayim, is that it doesn't lose the Ma'ala of being Nikkur. Even though it's not Nikkur, it doesn't lose the Ma'ala of being Kavur, rather. So we can still say, so the Gemara already said that. What does Tosfos want? The Gemara has to say it over and over again. The Gemara already said it's Balechayim, the Pshat in Balechayim is that it has the Ma'ala of being Kavur. So now the Gemara says that even if you took it out, it doesn't stop being Kavur. Yes, by virtue of being Balechayim, the Gemara already said that. What does Taisus want? But it's still not so great by me. I mean, Taisus Mashmah like he sees a doichik in the Gemara. The Gemara said Kavua. Really, the Ikar Tam is Mishum Balechayim. Also, not so clear. Taisus is Gakasha. He's pointing out that Kasha not is Gakasha exactly. He's just saying when the Gemara says that it's Kavua because it's Balechayim. So it's not exactly Gakasha, but he's pointing out the Gemara's lashon is not complete. Because we're saying it's kavua, but the ikkur, the main thing really is that it's balechayim. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not even so terrible. So even though the Gemara already said before that it's balechayim, but maybe it means like this. Yes, the Gemara already said it's before balechayim. The Gemara before never used the word kavua. The Gemara never said the word kavua. It said, let it be bottle beroy. The Gemara said balechayim. Yes, of course, we know that the lomdus of balechayim is that the lomdus of balechayim is that it gives it chashivos, and since it has the chashivos, so it doesn't lose its the mile of being kavua. But the Gemara never used the word kavua before. The Gemara spoke in shorthand. Balechayim and not bottle beroy. And we have a lot of Gemara's balechayim and not bottle beroy, dava shevinim is not bottle beroy. We don't have to look under the hood to understand all of the lomdus. We have mishnayis about dava shevinim, about dava shevinim, and so on. And so on. So we know it's a concept that a dava chashiv is not bottle beroy, even by yodesh. By Yavish, it's always called by Yavish. Balechayim is always Yavish by Yavish by definition. So we know that Balechayim are not Batul B'Roiv. But now the Gemara is mentioning Kavua. So he says, bear in mind, it's not a regular kavua. This is not nikkur. It's not really kavua. What the Gemara means is, because it's balei chayim, therefore it's not. Therefore, because it's balei chayim, so therefore it's kavua. Deep down, that's what the Gemara meant when it said balei chayim in the first place. But fine, but we didn't use the word kavua. Now we're using the word kavua. So he's saying the Gemara is only calling it kavua, and I think in effect he's saying that when the Gemara calls it kavua, it's building on the Gemara before that it's balei chayim. The ikar atam remains because it's balei chayim. Because it's balei chayim, therefore it's kavua, and that ultimately is the reason why it's not batal b'raita. So I think it's a big deal. Before we had the opposite deal, but here I think there's a strong deal that Tosfos is going with that Tosfos has to be understood not like the Rambam. Tosfos has to be understood according to the first mouth. That there's no different concept of bittul. Yovish b'yovish is just the kol d'parsh meruv parsh. What Eina Nikah does is it takes off the mile of kavua. Balei Chayim restores the mile of kavua. There's a lot of hands here. Just go from left to right here. Yossi.
If Tosfos knew so Gemara knew when it ends that Balei Chayim is chashuv and it's not batal b'raita, that means kavua. Oh, what's Gemara's question? That kol d'parsh meruv parsh is going to work.
No, even Balei Chayim, if you have a real kol d'parsh, it does work. Even Balei Chayim Amish, if you stampede the herd, it's no longer kavua. We have to say, Balei Chayim makes it kavua even though it's not nikah. But Balei Chayim can't make it kavua even though it's perish.
I mean, it's a more intense kavua. Obviously, you know Balei Chayim that it's a kavua, but then it's
yeah, no, Balei Chayim works to take off the problem of later nikah. Even though it's not nikah, so the chayim is an animus of lost in sin. It's not nikah. It doesn't have the chashivas of kavua. When it's not nikah, the kfiyas only matters when it's nikah in b'u chayim. I say Balei Chayim don't need that. Balei Chayim, they're considered to be kavua even when it's not nikah. But only when it's kavua. But if you stampede the herd, then it's not then it doesn't matter. That's mukhach anymore. Once you stampede the herd, then Balei Chayim is no matter what. I mean, the Gemara says the Feresh, if you do stampede the herd, then it is batal. In this mahalach, which is the first mahalach, the pshat is because Balei Chayim only makes it kavua. But it can only be kavua if it's kavua. Balei Chayim makes it kavua despite the fact that it's in a nikah. But it has to be kavua b'metzias. If it's not kavua b'metzias, if it was called the parish, then Balei Chayim is not going to help.
But in this step of the Gemara, it's not saying stampeding, it's saying nimshel. Well,
the Gemara had a havamina that maybe pulling it out also makes it called the parish. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's still called kavua.
What was that question? That's not stampeding, though. That kavua does work for it. Just being nimshel, kavua would work for it.
Well, the way that's the Gemara's objection. The Gemara thought, there's probably like a misunderstanding here in the Gemara, but like the Gemara didn't understand the question. But the Gemara first asked the question, Menusuch, let's just pull one out. So now it'll be parish. The Gemara says that doesn't make it be parish. That's still called kavua. I mean, I think that's anyway what's happening. So the Gemara answers, fine, pulling one out doesn't make it parish. But we can stampede the herd. That's a way to be meishach without and really get rid of the issue of kavua. Yeah, so I think it's not a big from this I think is a big seal that Tosfos goes not like the Ramban. The Ramban is the parish like the second mouth, but the Tosfos sounds more like the first mouth. Which stems, by the way, very well with the Tosfos and Daf Kuf from top of the Amud, where Tosfos says that Efshar, that you can't have one person and eat all three. If it would be a din of bittul of lach balach, then the lach balach is one person who eats it. But if it's a din of kol d'parish, then it could very well be that kol d'parish won't work if for one person to eat all of the behemoths. Snegay also, by the way, maybe I'll inject it already now. You know, when the Gemara talks about 10 kaihanim taking, you stampeded the herd. The Gemara says, let's stampede the herd. So the Gemara said, well, it's exeris shem yikav. But before that, the Gemara had another answer. Maybe 10 kaihanim are going to take, each one's going to take a behemoth. They're going to bring it, up to the wall at the same time, and then it's going to come back to being osur. So the Gemara says, no, afichim megis asira, it doesn't come back to being osur. Once you have the roi, when you revive, then it's mutter, it doesn't go back to being osur. So why isn't there a problem, according to Tosfos, that even when you have a roiv, but you can't have one person eat one person can't eat all of the gidim, even when you have bitul b'roiv of yavish b'yavish, which we're saying is a kind of kol d'parsh, but Tosfos says, but not one person. So what's problem anymore? So how can you have if ten kohanim at the same time are going to bring all these behemoths up at the same time, then the mizbeach is going to eat. You're going to have an achilas mizbeach of all of the behemoths. So why isn't the one mizbeach eating all the behemoths like one person eating all of the ginnim? And this is Meduyik and Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that 10 Kohanim are going to take all of the behemoths in the herd. It's Mashman Rashi that the 10 Kohanim take roiv of the behemoths. That these ten behemoths is a roiv of the herd, so you lose the roiv. The Lashon of Rashi in attack, it's noticeable. The Rosh, when he quotes the Gemara, we'll see later, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We'll see later when the Rosh quotes the Gemara in Zochim, it's Mashman that he understood the Gemara means 10 behemoths should bring. That these 10 Kehanim bringing the 10 behemoths, that's the whole herd. And the Gemara is saying, even if you bring the whole herd, it's not Chayzel Etere. The Rosh brings a raya from that Gemara that once something is mutter, it's never Chayzel Yisurin. But not Chayzel Yisurin. The Rosh has the Shita that the Isur is Nepach, and he says, once it's Nepach, it stays mutter, and even later on, it can't be Chayzel Yisurin. He brings this Gemara in Zvachim. You see you see all these behemoths, once you have a roiv, it's Nepach, and once it's Nepach, even if you bring them all together, it can't be Chayzel Yisurin. It's Mashman the Rosh that we're talking about bringing the whole herd on the Mizbech at the same time. And that's his point. You see, it's not Chayzul Yisurit. But Rashi, there in Ayin Gimel, Rashi in Zvochim, when he talks about these 10 Kehanim, the Lashon of Rashi is maybe 10 Kehanim. 10 Kehanim are going to come of Asachas. That Gemara is saying maybe you're going to shech 10 behemoths. Behem roiv. And the 10 behemoths are a roiv of the herd. Not all of the herd, they're a roiv of the herd. It's a roiv of the herd. So could be that's the translation also. It's a roiv. Tosis says that one person can't eat all of the chickens. But it doesn't say in Tosis that one person can't eat two of the chickens. We spoke about this the other day. Even if you Tosis that when you have three chickens, one's treif, two are kosher, so Tosis is fine. You have bittul yavish b'yavish and spotul chad b'treif, but one person can't eat all three chickens. But two out of the three chickens, one person is allowed to eat. What do you mean? If you eat two chickens, then you lose the rife. Statistically, you lost the rife because there's a 66% chance that you're eating an issa. So Lai says that Tosis also agrees that we don't go with statistics. Each chicken has a rife. What you can't do is eat all three chickens, because if you eat all three chickens, then you know for sure you ate a chicken of this or that, you're not allowed to do. But eat two out of the three, that Tosis agrees, two out of three you're allowed to do. It's a 66% statistical chance that you were even Issa. We don't care about statistics. Each chicken has a called the parish, Meruva parish. So I think that's the time of Rashi also. Rashi didn't want to say that these 10 behemoths are all of the herd. Because if they were all of the herd, how could the Mizbeach eat all of the behemoths at once? That's like the Tosis and Dav Kuf, you can't eat all of the behemoths at once. So that's impossible. But if you're not all of the behemoths, so even though it's a roiv of the herd, roiv of the herd doesn't bother me. Every behemoth has a roiv. That's not. Once each behemoth has a roiv, so that's the mutter. You can't do something where you know for sure you're being makir psul. You can't bring all of the behemoths. So that's why Rashi is forced to learn. We're not talking about he didn't catch all of the behemoths. That's very unlikely. But he might have quoted a roiv of the behemoths. But that, the Gemara says, that wouldn't be a problem between the pieces of Rashi. Okay, Akapanim. I think there's a very strong siyuah from the Lashon of Tosis. This Lashon, the end of Tosis, the Tosis is going with the first Mahalach. I have another raya also, not necessarily in Tosis, but another raya that at least is a Rishon who goes with the first Mahalach. And that's the following. Oh, you wanted to ask a question for me?
Yeah, in the second Mahalach, so we start off by saying that when it's Ura Ve'inu Nikr, so then it's gonna. There's going to be bittul, and then we're not going to be able to be being kovei as in shayach. And then, right. And then he says, but when it's chashuv, so then that's monei the bittul, and then kovei is shayach. And right. Then he brings us an example, and the example is an example where he there's a lashon of kavua over there, so he points to that place where there is a lashon of being kovei, and he's trying to tell us that right there when we're saying koveya, so it's not because of the original usual reason of it being nikr and being bimkomo, rather it's just because this thing was chashuv, and I'm pointing to there because that's where the Gemara uses the lashon of koveya, and I'm just trying to tell you that over there it's only because of the minyas bittul from the chashivas.
Kavu is in many places in the Gemara. That's a place where I have kavua, even though it is not nikr. So you have a question. If the is not nikkur, so let it be bottled right. So we'll have to say no. It's Balei Chayim.
But it's hard to see what Tyson wanted. The Gemara already explained that Balei Chayim are not Batul Berurim. So what does he want now from this line of the Gemara? Yeah, we're going back to that. That there's no Bitul Berurim of Balei Chayim. The Gemara itself was very addressed in Batul Berurim with the Gemara and Balei Chayim. Finished. End of story. Right, so take that off the table. Now we're busy with Kavua, and now we're busy with regular dinim of Kavua. So it's a regular Gemara about Kavua. What a place to see in this Gemara that was so bothersome to Rashi. What a place to see was either he's being arrived in this Gemara or he's bothered by this Gemara. What does he want from this Gemara? This Gemara is the Pharisee, there's no bitul berurim. Taisus is miyasin that even when you have Kavua, if it's not nicker, so it's bottle. That's the main question. That the issue that's not nicker is bottle, even though it's Kavua. And that's the difference between Kavua and bitul. Okay, fine. I don't know what he saw in this Gemara.
After we said that Balei Chayim are Choshev and therefore it's not Batul, so the next time that we make in the Gemara a Taina of it being Kavua, so he points to it and says that's the reason, because it's just to point out a regular Raya for what he's saying, that the Chashivas does invoke that. He's not going to point to the place where it says Balei Chayim, because...
But every Kavua, by the way, every Kavua in the world, the reason why it's Kavua is because it's not Batul. For one reason or another, either it's not bottle because the Easter is nicker, or it's not bottle because it's a balchai. Every time the Gemara says kavua, there must be a reason why it's not bottle. The usual reason, like the chanuya, is because the Easter is nicker from klamer. Okay, here there's a different reason. The Gemara says the fair is balchai, but those are just various reasons why there's no bittul. Once you take bittul off, so then it's kavua. I still don't, and the lashon is that this is not the ikar atam. Ikar atam mishum shu balchai. That loss of the muse is very. That's really the red flag. The smoking gun. What is he? This is the ikar atam. The ikar atam not because of balchai. Balchai is the reason why you don't get distracted by bittul. But the ikar atam, why it's kavua, why it's not called the parish move parish, which was what the Gemara is discussing, is because it's kavua. So what does Tyson want? Let's still places. You learn like the first mahalach. So then it's better. It's not a normal kavua, because by definition, kavua has to be nikkur mekayim. So with what is it kavua? Terence says no. It's kavua because it's balchai. Yeah. So I'll tell you, there's an interesting Simon Kutzik. Taisus there in Zochem Esek Hashem. Taisus asks, why does it help to stampede the herd? The Gemara says if we stampede the herd, so then it's going to become, then it will become parish. Taisus asks from the Gemara of Sochem, if we see the prisha, then it's not called, that's not called parish. Parish is to be you found the piece of meat on the road. But if you saw the piece of meat leave the store, even if you're not the one who took it out, but you observed, you saw a person walk into the store and take this piece of meat out of the store and drop it on the road, that's not called a parish. That's called kavua. Taisus the Gemara, right from the Gemara. So the Gemara talks about you have chametz and matzah and you have kiruim of chametz and matzah. We don't know which is which, but you know really it's the same matzah. And then you saw a mouse take one of the pieces. And now I have a shot. This piece that the mouse took, is it from the really business from the meat? So the chametz called the parish, move a parish. So the Gemara calls that kavua. Because I saw the mouse take it from the kvias. That's called kavua. That's not called the parish. So why is it being there called the parish? So Taisus says at Teres that we're going to stampede the herd in a way that we stampede the herd while we're not watching. You know, we close our eyes and we stampede the herd, and then we look and oh, I stampeded her, and something like that. And that's how we avoid the problem that we're actually seeing the appreciation. The Shita Mekubetzis over there brings from the Sami Kutzi. I don't know how many of you, when you were kids, read the novel about the Sami Kutzi. You met Marcus Lehman? The Count of Putzi? Nobody read that? Okay. So anyway, he was a real rich man. Sami Kutzi. So the story is how he got the name of Sami Kutzi. So anyway, what are we talking about? So the Sami Kutzi says... He says a different parents. He says that even though if you see the mouse take the piece of the crumb or whatever it is from the that's not called parish. But that's when you have a regular kvius. When you have a real kvius,
So then even if you see the mouse take it from the kriyas, that's not called the parish. That's still called kavur. Just over here, it shouldn't really be kavur because it's really not nikkur. It's only because it's a bal chai. So something which is only kavur because it's a bal chai, so that's that. No, this is not his language, but I think what he seems to say, that's like a weaker kriyas. There, even if you see the prisha, it's still called the parish. Lashon is. I read it to you. Oyd nir las army kutzi. The hada aminet lo yachash pirish miru beheched the pirish befaneinu. That if we see it, it's not called parish. That's when you have a kfius, that it's yadua. So it's yadua b'mokum kfius, like by teisha tziburim and so on. So therefore, if the achber takes it to fanenu, that's not called parish. Aval hachash, is there any yadua b'mokum kfius? The iser really is not yadua b'mokum kfius. It's only mishum dechashmi umishum chashivas the balei chayim machmirim laasoysoy. It's only because there's a mile of Balei Chaim, so we're machmir to treat it as if it was kavua b'mkaymai. So this is not a real kavua b'mkaymai because it's a Balei Chaim. We're machmir to treat it as if it's a kavua b'mkaymai. So that's like it's a derivative kind of, it's a weaker kind of kavua b'mkaymai. So then even a prisha b'faneinu breaks the kriyas. So what exactly is the lumnus over here? Why that matters? Needs a hesber. But it only makes sense altogether if you go with the first mahalach. That the vort that Eini Yadua is that it breaks the kriyas. Balei Chaim restores the kriyas and makes it kavua. So then I could say a real kriyas, a genuine kriyas, who is Yadua b'mkaymai, that's a strong kriyas. So if it was pirish b'faneinu, that doesn't break it. But something which is really not Yadua b'mkaymai, it's not a real, it's not a genuine kriyas. It's only kavua because Balei Chaim makes it as if it's kavua. The chashivas of Balei Chaim makes it as if it's kavua. That's a weaker kavua, and the pirish could break it. Even a prisha b'faneinu could break it. But if you go like the second mahalach, that the Balei Chaim, that bittul is something that comes min achutz. Sorry, bittul that washes away the iser, and Balei Chaim prevents bittul, and then we revert to the regular dinim of kavua. So then this is a regular kavua. That means we never needed kavua is never defined by not being nikkur. Kavua, it doesn't matter whether it's nikkur, it's not kavua, whether it's nikkur or not nikkur, it's the same kavua. The issue of ein and nikkur was just that there's some side thing that comes in deus ex machina and comes in, that's not a Yiddish word, that comes in from the outside and makes it bottle and makes the issue disappear, and Balei Chaim prevents that. But then it's the regular kavua. So then the Sarmi Kutsi makes no sense. The kavua of Eina Nikkur is exactly the same as the kavua of Nikkur. Nikkur is just has to do with something else. So I think it's mamish from the first in the Sarmi Kutsi, like the first malach, which anyway I think is Mduik from the Lashon of Tosfos also, like the first malach, that what Tosfos is saying, at least what the Sarmi Kutsi is saying, his understanding is that if it's not Nikkur, then it lacks in the kfius. And Balei Chaim restores the kfius because the chashivas of Balei Chaim makes it ki'ilu, the iser is nikkur b'mkaymai. So then it has at least there's still work maybe to say lamus would exactly what it's saying, but then we could say a genuine kfius, so pirish b'faneinu doesn't break. You need to have pirish shalei b'faneinu. But a kfius that only comes from the fact that Balei Chaim are chashivi and it's ki'ilu, it's nikkur b'mkaymai, so then even pirish b'faneinu breaks that kind of kfius. Yeah, Agdayim is a Malkum Seir, a Chavura. What's the lumnus even of that? Like, why does Prisha B'faneinu break a Kfius that comes from Chashivas of Balei Chaim and doesn't break a genuine Kfius? Yeah, there's room here to say Torah. But Akaponim, just to have even a, just for it to have Verter, that the words should hang together, it only makes sense according to the first Mahal. So I think that's a Siyua. Simon Kutsis from Balei Taisis. That's a siyua to the first mahalach. Which anyway, the lashon of the Tosfos bears out, and it makes more sense with the Tosfos and Tav Kuf that if you eat them all at the same time, then you have a problem. Okay, so luchar, that's the maskana that it's a machlekes that Tosfos talking not like the Ramban. The Ramban is the second mahalach. You look at Kutzav, it's the Ramban inside and Kutzav okay, but the Ramban is I think very much like the second mahalach. That that if the avodah v'ein nikar, it's not that it breaks the kriyas. The kriyas is the regular. The Ramban quotes the Gemara in Zvachim also, and he explains it in his terms. V'ein nikar takes off bittul. Once it's not bittul, then you revert to the regular. I'm sorry, ein nikar makes bittul. Balechayim prevents bittul. Once it's not bottled, then we revert to the regular din of kavua and call the bar. Exactly. And I don't know who's up first. I don't.
Yeah. The rush who holds that it's l'chayra.
We're going to see when we get to the Rosh if that's really true. At least the standard rate in the Rosh. The Rosh also adding them all at the same time. By the Yavish B'Yavish. Because it's Nepech Lias Mutter. Pshutte Nepech Lias Mutter. But I'll tell you right now that this is going to be one of the big problems in the Rosh. The Rosh has the Shita that when you have Bittul Yavish B'Yavish, it's Nepech Lias Mutter. And you're allowed to eat all three at the same time. And he has. So that sounds like it's a din that it's not a din of Birus Fekus. By Birus Fekus, that doesn't make sense. It sounds like he learns it's like Lach Balach, that the pork loses its identity in the beans, and it's called the trefa chicken loses its identity in the kosher chickens, and it becomes like I have three kosher chickens and I can eat all three. There's a problem though in the Rosh. The Rosh then goes on to say that once it's nepechli is mutter, then let's say I have these three chickens. So this magic happens in my freezer, and now I have three kosher, amazing thing. I put in two kosher chickens with the trefa chicken. I close the door and open it up, and now I have three kosher chickens. So that's what happens. He says, if you then took those three kosher chickens and you threw them in a pot, you made a chicken soup out of them. You took your three kosher chickens and you made a chicken soup out of them, and you don't have shishim, can I get any one of the chickens? So either Rosh, so how you say? So this chicken soup is for sure bad. The chicken soup has tam of iser. That's already not. I'm tasting tam of iser, tam kicker. So the Rosh said, no. Once it became mutter, it stays mutter. It can't revert to being osir once it was mutter. And he quotes the Gemara about the megis asir, b'chi megis asir. But from there you see a raya that once something is nepechli is mutter, it stays mutter. But that's for sure Gemara about kol deparsh meruv parsh. They were talking about stampeding a herd, and you took the 10 behemoths and you bring them all to the base of Mikdash. And the Rosh seems to learn you put all 10, or the whole herd, not just 10 out of that was, not just the majority, like Rashi was mashma. The Rosh learns I took all the behemoths up to the base of Mikdash. And it doesn't matter, since each one had a kol deparsh and meruv parsh, so each one became mutter. So even if I bring them all up on the Mizbech at the same time, it's not a problem, because once it became mutter, it can't revert to being osir. So one second, that's amazing. We're not talking. That's not bittul barayv. That's called a parsh meruv parsh. That's a beer of sekis. So each behema individually, I have a beer that this is the kosher behema. But now putting them all up on the mizbech, he says it can't revert to being osir, because they have this rule that once it was nepechli as what nepechli as mutter. It was never nepechli as mutter. I had a beer that each behema is from the roiv. It was never nepechli as mutter. I just decided that it's not the behema asura. So. You see it, the Rosh holds that it works even in Birurim. That once I'm avar that this behemoth is from the Rav, and I'm avar that this behemoth is from the Rav, so the behemoth's nepechli is mutter, and you can take all the behemoths together and bring them up in the Mizbeach all at the same time, and it can't be chayzeli is mutter. So that needs a hezbo all by itself. What is that? I mean, I don't know at this point. I don't understand that. But that's says beferish in Rosh. So if that's the case, then I'm not so sure that it's mukhuk in the Rosh. We'll have to see inside. I'm not so sure anymore that it's mukhuk in the Rosh, that the Rosh learned that Yavish B'Yavish is a din of bittul, like lach balach, that the Yisr loses its identity. Could be the Rosh agrees to Taisus, that the Yavish B'Yavish is called the Parsh Meruva Parsh. And even called the Parsh Meruva Parsh, the Rosh thinks it's called that it's Nepechli as mutter. And even with called the Parsh Meruva Parsh, you can eat all three chickens at the same time. Because since each chicken has a beer that's called the parsh meruva parsh, so I can eat all three chickens because it can't be nepechli as mutter. Like you can bring all of the whole herd on the mizbech at the same time. So I don't know from the Rosh. I mean, I don't know anymore that lechora. We'll have to see inside. But lechora, it's not mukh anymore in the Rosh. How the Rosh understood Yavish B'Yavish. He might have understood Yavish B'Yavish that it's called the parsh meruva parsh, but he has this incredible chiddush and called the parsh meruva parsh that you can eat all 10 chickens at the same time. How could that be? It's just Birurim. Why is it different than Shnei Shvil? Why do I say the same thing by Shnei Shvil? You still this one in a chazoka, you still that one in a chazoka, but not at the same time. be there. It's different there. The shail was at the same time. The Gemara Koshnei Shvilim is where they were shail at the same time, not that you're eating them at the same time. Here the shail was benifrit. Each behemoth was stampeded, and there was the shail. And it was noida, and I paskened on it that it's called the parish. And once I paskened on it, it's called the parish. Because the Rosh seems to be saying a different word entirely. Well, we're getting way ahead of ourselves because we haven't even started the Rosh. But lechoro. But it's good to be. It's good already to see the big picture also. Lechoro, it's mukach in the Rosh. You see in the Rosh that the yisoid of the Rosh was not that yavish be yavish is a kind of lach belach, that the issu loses its identity, and just like the pork is nepach to be like the bean, so the treif and chicken is. That's not the word. He's saying a chiddush he's saying a more general chiddush. That once in Dinei Torah we paskin with a beer called the parish Muru parish. Once in Dinei Torah we paskin that something is mutter. So now, as far as the Torah is concerned, it's mutter, and it can never be chayzul yisos. So I know it's like a very Reb Shimon deKirosh. I don't know what it means, but that's going to get needed has been. But the Gabi the Nakuda had to understand the din of called the par of how to understand the din of bitul yavish biyavish. I don't know, we'll have to see going through. It's not to be taken for granted. How the Rosh understood the Bittul of Yavish B'Yavish.
So really, how it explains the Lashon and Toysvus that says that in our Chashuv it's Bevuta, and then you don't say it.
Yeah, I don't know.